Fresh 95.9 and 95.5, streaming at KRSH.com. New music from Maya Hawk. Missing Out. You might have seen her on Stranger Things. She's a great musician. Well, it is that time of the week. It is Wine Wednesday. Good morning, Ziggy the Wine Gal.
Good morning. Have a little bit of a challenge with my voice today, but I'm here, and it's Wine Wednesday. Thanks to our sponsors, Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. But to cover up my kind of non-voice, I brought in my special hot hippie.
Should I go extra low?
Just go low.
Well, poor Ziggy. And thanks for having me. This is awesome. It's been years since we've done this together. Every 3 or 4 years we get together. No more often than that. But you've lost your voice. You're making a good go of it today. And we all looking forward to Mother's Day.
Yes, that's just it. You are my Mother's Day treat this year. But, you know, you're an incredible master gardener, a culinary gardener, and a landscaper. And this time of year, I'm thinking about strawberries.
Oh, luscious strawberries. Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere right now in the stores. You can get them locally at your farmers markets. I've been planting a lot lately for ourselves and for others, and they're just coming in right now. So many good varieties. Not too late to plant them, by the way, if you don't have them in the ground. Of course, there's a lot getting ripe right now. You can go to your favorite garden center, get some good organic strawberry starts, and get them going. You'll have plenty of time for them to grow out and ripen before the end of the season.
So that would make a fun Mother's Day gift.
Absolutely, with a little couple other treats with that too. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the classic mom's drink, and I'm not putting mom in the corner, but I'm just saying, mimosa.
Oh, did you say mimosa?
I did.
I say mamosa.
Ah.
Well, sorry about that. Uh-oh, we made her cough.
No.
And now she lost her voice again.
There you go. So
yeah, with the classic mimosa, you know, keeping it simple, real fun. You know, some frozen ice shapes of orange juice.
I love
various
that.
Shapes, whether they're hearts or clovers or whatever. And then a strawberry would be a nice garnish with that little slit on the strawberry, and then on the side of the glass, the coupe glass.
Right. So what you're going to do is take one of these really fun frozen cubes that are so easy to make. You just can get any type of shape. Put your orange juice in there, freeze them, put it in the bottom of your flute or a coupe, and then pour your bubbles right on top of that and garnish, right?
There you go. Lots of garnish material out there, too, from a nice little blue borage. But, you know, keeping it simple with the strawberry, a good, nice, ripe strawberry right there to pair.
Hey, could you use, question from the peanut gallery, could you use, like, blood orange or tangerine juice in there for a mimosa?
Listen, it all goes good. You know, as long as it's 75% bubbles, it's good. It's all about balance, right?
Right, balance. Yes, we are. And then, you know, it's really not Mother's Day, you know, being on a Sunday always. Bubbles, because bubbles, why not? Whether rosé, champagne, local sparklers, so many good options.
I know. Well, every day is Bubble Day in Zigtown. But for Mother's Day, I have two really, 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 really special bubbles in mind for Mom. And even if you're a mom of fur babies, it still counts. So, of course, I'm thinking this time of year about rosé, because rosé is sexy and delicious and yummy. And one of my favorite producers is Domaine Carneros. So I'm glad I was able to get that out today, even though I don't have a voice. I'm like, just say Domaine Carneros, because they have two incredible rosés that I love.
Yeah, the La Reve rosé, sophisticated, tiny, tiniest of bubbles. It's, as you would say, salubrious. Mm-hmm. Sophisticated, juicy wild strawberries on the palate, some floral spice, really complex, tiny bubbles. The La Reve Rosé from Domaine Carneros, real special bottle for Mom and yourself.
Yes, and I think their current release on that is a 2017 vintage, and is just so sexy and yummy and so special. La Reve means the dream in French.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
And now they also make a Brut Rosé that is delicious. So La Reve comes in at about $145, super uber special. But their Brut Rosé 2020 vintage is absolutely stunning. And that comes in at $47. And I mean, it's enchanting. It's fun. It's just, it's creamy raspberries. What do you get, David?
Delicious. And a little citrus or mandarin peel, maybe something back there like that. And Brut Rosé from Domaine Carneros.
So, you know, one of the cool things about Domaine Carneros is it is a woman-run business, and I love that, and I love supporting that for Mother's Day more than anything. And Remy Cohen is the CEO, and I adore her. And it's just such a magical visit. If you're looking for something special to do, you really have to go check out their whole tasting experience there.
Absolutely. We love Remy and everything they do over there in Domaine Carneros. That would be a special treat for Mom, too.
Yes. Oh, speaking of special treats, and then we'll wrap up Wine Wednesday, Comstock Winery in Dry Creek Valley is doing a really, really special pairing this Sunday for Mother's Day. And their chef, Judah Fronte, is amazing. And their sparkling is also amazing. All their wines are amazing. So if you really want to take Mom someplace special this Sunday, they're doing a special Mother's Day pairing. And lo and behold, is going to be doing something fun for Mother's Day. I'll probably go there for a few, five or six cocktails.
Yeah, and Zig, don't worry. You don't have to be able to speak to enjoy the brunch there. Lo and behold, we'll just be picking out.
Oh, nice, nice, nice dig. Hey, listen, I'm here, and in 29 years of the show, I've never lost my voice. But I still made it. It's okay, and I'm grateful to be here and grateful to our sponsors and to Mindy. When she saw us this morning, she's like, oh, it's a two-for-one special. It's Bison Spice. It's a Mother's Day Wine Wednesday. So cheers. Have a fabulous Sunday.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. You're a trooper. You're a true professional. Thanks, guys.